Today we have the privilege of starting Divrei Hayamim Bet, chapter Kavav, chapter 26 of 2 Chronicles. This chapter begins the reign of Uzziyahu, the king of Yehuda, an important king in the middle of the 8th century. He is the king in whose reign Prophet Yeshayahu begins his prophecy. He is also the king in whose reign the kingdom of Israel has a period of strength and then a beginning of a period of decline. He takes advantage of this and strengthens Yehuda considerably. He is credited with certainly a strong political and military positioning of Yehuda. And his reign begins with the assassination of his father. His reign is a reaction to his father's assassination. Chapter 26, Pasuk 1. Vayikhu kol am Yehuda et Uzziyahu. V'hu ben 16 shana v'yamlichu oto tachat aviv Amatziyahu. All the people of Judah took Uzziyahu when he was only 16 years old, and they appointed him in the place of his father Amatziyahu. Uzziyahu seems to begin his reign with wide popular support. Pasuk 2, Hu bana et Elot v'yishiveha liyuda acharei shechav ha-melech im avotav. He built Elot and returned it to Judah after the king, i.e. his father, had lain with his fathers. In other words, after his father died, one of his first actions was to build Eilat. Eilat is, of course, today called Eilat, and the control of Eilat seems to be connected to a strengthening of Judah's position vis-a-vis Edom. Edom is no longer in control of its port city. Edom is no longer in control of the port city of Eilat. Rather, Yehudah is in control. Uzziyahu has a particularly long reign. In Pasuk 3, we're told, Ben 16 shana Uzziyahu b'molcho, v'chamishim u'shtayim shana malach b'Yerushalayim, v'shem imo yecholya min Yerushalayim. He was 16 years old when he began to reign, but he reigned 52 years, one of the longest reigns of any of the kings of Judah. His mother was Yecholya from Jerusalem. Interesting, Pasuk 4, v'yaz hayashar b'nei Hashem, k'chol asher asa Amatziyahu aviv. He did that which was correct in the eyes of God, as Amatziyahu, his father, had done. This seems to be a resumption of the positive evaluation of Amatziyahu, which we see in Melachim, and that's taken over here into Divrei Hayamim. Why was he successful? If he was successful, there must be a reason, and Divrei Hayamim illustrates that reason in Pasuk 5. Vayhi lidrosh Elokim bimei Zechariyahu hameivin birot ha-Elokim, uvimei dorsho et Hashem hitzlicho ha-Elokim. He was inclined, I'm adding the word inclined here to make the Hebrew flow syntactically, he was inclined to seek out God in the days of Zechariah, who understood in the seeing of God. Zechariah was here a prophet who's called Hamevin Birot HaElokim. And in the days of his seeking out God, it seems to refer to Uzziyahu, in the days of Uzziyahu seeking out God, God caused him to succeed. His successes are narrated in a subsequent 5 psukim. From Pasuk 6 to Pasuk 10, we have a narrative of Uzziyahu's successes in the military political sphere. Pasuk Vav. Vayetze vayilachem ba-pelishtim, vayifrotz et chomat gat, ve-et chomat yavne, ve-et chomat ashdod, vayivne arim be-ashdod uva-pelishtim. He went out and fought against the Philistines. He broke through the wall of Gat, the wall of Yavne, and the wall of Ashdod. He built cities in Ashdod and in the Philistine lands. In other words, this building of wall, destroying of enemies' walls and building of cities seems to be a response to the destruction of the walls of Jerusalem in the time of Amatziah, his father. At least on a literary level, we see here a tikkun, a correction of the sin of his father. Pasuk 7 also resumes language which was used in the days of Amatziyahu, his father. The idea of God being an ally, Pasuk 7, Vaya'azirehu ha'elokim al plishtim ve'al ha'arvim hayoshvim begur ba'al ve'hameunim. God assisted him. La'azor can mean to ally or to assist. Same idea. God assisted him against the Philistines, against the Arabs who dwelled in Gur Ba'al, and the Meunites. Meunites seem to be a different way of saying the Ammonites. Pasuk 8, Vayitenu ha'amonim mincha le'uziyahu, vayelech shmo ad levo mitzrayim, ki echazik ad lemala. The Ammonites gave tribute to Uzziyah. His name was spread, in other words, his fame was spread until the entrance to Egypt, because he was very strong. So Uzziah, here we have the idea of Uzziah beginning a small, very, very small scale empire, ruling over the Ammonites, his name becoming famed in as far south as Egypt. Psukim 9:10 illustrate more of the agriculturalist Uzziah. He's certainly famous for his agricultural exploits, and these are illustrated in Psukim 9:10. Pasuk Tet 9, Vayiven Uzziahu Migdalim Yerushalayim, Al Shar Hapina Val Shar Hagai Val Hamiktsoa Vayechazakim. Uzziahu built towers. These are towers that serve as lookouts in the wall. Uzziahu built towers in Jerusalem on the gate of the corner, on the gate of the valley, and on the corner, and he strengthened them. Pasuk 11. The other type of Migdalim, the other type of towers, are towers which are used as fortresses in the desert. Vayiven Migdalim Bamidbar, he built towers in the desert. Vayachtsov Borot Rabim, Ki Mikne Rav Hayalo Uvashvela Uvamishor Ikarim Vechormim Beharim Uvakarmel Ki Ohev Adama Haya. Continuing from the middle of Pasuk 10. He dug many pits. These are pits for cisterns for water. For he had much cattle. Mikne refers to both cattle, the cow variety, as well as goats and sheep. So he had much livestock. And in both in the Shvela, in the lowlands, and in the plain, Uvamishor, both on the east side of Judah, that refers to that's the Mishor. The west side of Judah is the Shvela. Ikarim v'chormim beharim uvakarmel ki ohev adama haya. Farmers and vintners in the mountains and in the lush places, for he was a lover of land. An agricultural development in the time of Uzziahu. The next several psukim illustrate the military development in the time of Uzziahu. And then in Pasuk 16, we find the beginning of Uzziahu's downfall. It's interesting that typical in Divrei Hayamim fashion, it is the military exploits that lead to the downfall. Pasuk 16, Uchechezkato gavah libo ad lahashchit, vayim'al b'ashem elokav, vayavo el hechal Hashem la'aktir al mizbach haktoret. When he became strong, his heart became high until it was destructive. He became arrogant. He trespassed against God, his God. He came into the temple of God to offer on the incense altar. In other words, the incense altar, which is in the one of the innermost parts of the temple, which is certainly restricted to the priests, Uzziah the king enters forcefully and attempts to offer incense as product of his arrogance resulting from his military exploits. Vayavo acharav Azariyahu HaKohen v'imo HaKohanim Lashem Shmonim b'nei Chayel. Azariyahu the priest came after him along with priests to God, 80 men of valor. Pasuk 18. Vayamdu al Uzziahu HaMelech vayomru lo lo lecha Uzziahu laktir Lashem ki laKohanim b'nei Aaron hamukudashim laktir. They stood upon Uzziahu the king and said to him, "It is not for you, O Uzziah, to offer to incense to God, for it is rather for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are sanctified to offer. Go out from the temple, for you have trespassed, and it will not be credited as honor to you from God, from the Lord God." Pasuk 19, Vayizaf Uzziahu uviyado mikteret laktir. Uzziahu became angry as there was an incense implement in his hands to offer incense. Continuing Pasuk 19, Uvezaapo im hakoanim veazzaraat zaracha v'mitzcho lifnei hakoanim b'veit Hashem me'al lemizbach haketoret. As he was angry with the priests, the leprosy, tzara'at, shone forth in his forehead before the priests in the house of God upon the incense altar. So Uzziahu is here punished with tzara'at in return for his arrogance. And this seems to be a recalibration of the role of a kohen and the king. The king should not place himself above the kohanim. We've seen this in Yoash, the grandfather of Uzziahu, and we see this again with Uzziahu. Pasuk 21, Uzziahu who attempted to enter the house of God, attempted to assert his primacy over the Kohanim. Pasuk 21. Vayhi Uzziahu hamelech mitzora ad yom moto, vayeshe b'beit hachofshit mitzora, ki nigzar mi'beit Hashem. Uzziahu the king was then a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in the house of Chofshit, which is difficult to understand exactly what the house of Chofshit is. He was a leper, for he was cut off from the house of God. Having attempted to force entry into the innermost part, he was then cut off from the house of God and couldn't even enter the permitted parts. V'yotam b'no al beit hamelech shofet et am ha'aretz. Yotam, his son, was in charge of the king's house, leading the people of the land. V'yeter divrei Uzziahu, Pasuk 22, V'yeter divrei Uzziahu harishonim v'acharonim katab Yeshayahu ben Amoz ha'Navi. The remaining words, of remaining matters of Uzziahu, the early and the late, Yeshayahu ben Amoz, the prophet, wrote. Pasuk 23, Vayishkav Uzziahu im avotav, Vayikberu oto im avotav, Bistei hakvura asher lamlachim, Ki amru mitzorahu, Vayimloch Yotam ben otachtav. Uzziahu lay with his fathers, they buried him with his fathers in the field of burial which belongs to the kings, for they said he is a leper. Uzziahu, his son, ruled after him. There's a sort of strange formulation there. They said he's a leper, so that seems to indicate not burying him with the kings, but he's buried in the field of burial which belongs to the kings. Perhaps whereas the other kings were buried in caves, in which was the normal manner of burial in the time of Bait Rishon, he was in fact buried in the field. Perhaps he was given a less dignified burial, the type of burial we do today, a burial in the ground rather than a burial in a cave. This concludes the reign of Uzziahu, and we will begin tomorrow with his son, Yotam.